Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Good evening once again, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. We are here at San Juan College, part of the 2023 San Juan College Luminaria display. This will be our last update of the evening, but the Luminarias will be open until midnight tonight for you to drive through or walk through on the campus of San Juan College. So we hope if you haven't yet gotten out here to see them in person, that you will want to do that. Or if you can't get out here and you're maybe out of town, you can enjoy our program this evening to show you some of the sights and sounds of the Luminaria display and talk to some of the folks who are here this year. We thank our San Juan College Media Services Department for providing our drone footage this evening. All night long, they've been flying the drone, giving us some great vantage points of the great designs that have been set up by the Army, small Army of volunteers for the San Juan College Luminaria display this year. Also, to note, Megan Cullop and Scott Duran have been running out and about talking to folks who are taking a look at the Luminaria, some for the very first time, some who have been coming back year after year. We'll be hearing from some more folks who are here to enjoy the Luminarias as part of our program in just a few moments. Back with more right after this on KSJE On the Road.
Presbyterian Medical Services, our purpose is you.
KSJE On the Road is supported by the San Juan County Communications Authority, providing essential communications and information to first responders throughout San Juan County. Is a 911 telecommunicator career right for you? Find out more at 911savealife.com.
At Presbyterian Medical Services, our purpose is you.
And back here at San Juan College, giving you a great vantage point of the San Juan College Luminaria display. You're looking at Graduation Plaza, Learning Commons Plaza here at San Juan College, and that is the design by the students from San Juan College High School. You can see the Griffin mascot right there in the middle of the semicircle. That is where graduation ceremonies are held each and every year, and some of the other designs that are there. There's a Zia symbol and a present I see in the far outer ring, and some other maybe school symbols as well as part of the San Juan College High School display here at San Juan College. As I mentioned, Megan Cullop and Scott Durant have been out talking to folks who are here visiting the Luminaria display. There's also a stargaze happening here in the courtyard outside of the San Juan College Planetarium.
Joining me now is David. David, what's your role at San Juan College?
I'm the astronomy professor and planetarium coordinator.
And what are you doing out here?
I'm doing my annual Luminaria Stargaze, which is coming to an end right about now, actually, because it's 9:30. But we've been out here for 3 hours, and it's been nonstop whole time.
And what are these people seeing through the telescopes?
What they were seeing the night before the clouds started rolling in was Jupiter and Saturn. And early on in the Stargaze, about the first half or so of it, it was really good. We had really clear skies. You could see the Galilean moons of Jupiter, the equatorial cloud bands of it, and you could see Saturn and its rings. And there was even one Saturnian moon that was visible. It looked like a star just off to the side of it there. Really good crisp viewing.
That's amazing. And so one last question for you, David. What is a hope that you have going into the new year?
What hope do I have going into the new year?
Yeah.
I hope we keep on getting to see cool stuff up here.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, thank you so much, David. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, David Mayu, the director of the San Juan College Planetarium, and Megan Cullip, of course, and Scott Duran for getting that interview for us. Some of the folks who are coming to San Juan College to see the luminaries, maybe they took part in the stargaze earlier this evening.
So my face is...
Joining me here is Kara and Chris and friends. So, Chris, how many years have you guys been coming to Luminarias?
I've lived in Farmington pretty much my whole life, so since they started, I mean, at least 20 years. I mean, it's been since day one, basically.
So this is the 45th year.
Okay, so I'm 44, so basically
baby Chris
came to these things. So, yeah, it's been a while.
That's great. So, Kara, what's your favorite part of the evening?
I love walking them way better than I like driving them.
Yeah.
Just being out and trying to figure everything out and being out in the cold air. And
Yep. It's pretty chilly out here. And the last question for you guys, what is one hope you have going into the new year?
Oh, hope that just for Farmington to continue to grow and the community to continue to grow and become one.
Beautiful. I love that answer. Well, thank you guys so much and have a great evening.
Thanks, Megan.
You too.
Joining me here is Landon. Landon, how you doing?
Good.
How many years have you been out to the Luminarias?
My first time.
Your first time. So how do you like it so far?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's pretty amazing, right? I mean, all these bags of lights out here. It's like, you know, there's 27,000 bags out here.
27,000. Dang, that's a lot.
I know, right? A lot of work, right? So, Landon, tell me, what is one hope you have going into the new year?
Giving out world peace to all countries.
That's a great hope. World peace to all countries, right? That everybody would get along a bit better?
Yes.
Well, you have a good evening, Landon. Thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Thank you, Landon. Thank you, Megan. Thank you.
I'm here with Erwin and Jasmine. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. Trying to stay warm.
Trying to stay warm.
Doing good too.
I know the light's bright, right? It's bright and it's cold. So, how many years have you been to the Luminaries?
This would be my first year to the Luminaries.
This is my second year.
And what's your favorite part of the evening?
I guess just when you get here, before the sun goes down and you start to see the lights on the Luminaries.
Yeah. What about you, Jasmine?
I like the hot cocoa.
The hot cocoa. Yeah, that's the unsung hero of the night. And what is a hope that you have going into the new year?
Just family health, I guess.
Sure, family health. What about you, Jasmine?
Probably to do good on my next semester in college in January.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much, and have a great evening.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you. See you guys.
Thank you both. Thank you. Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Scott Duran, for getting that interview for us. Some of the folks who are visiting the 2023 Luminaria display here at San Juan College. I'm Scott Bicklin, the general manager of KSJE, and we are taking KSJE on the road. We've been actually doing a lot of on-the-road broadcasts this week, first from the Presbyterian Medical Services Festival of Trees. We are at the Farmington Christmas Parade, of course, and tonight we are covering the Luminaria display here at San Juan College. Tomorrow, by the way, we will be live doing the drawing for the trees from the Presbyterian Medical Services Festival of Trees. So if you put in a ticket, we hope you'll tune in to the live drawing beginning at noon Sunday to see if you may have won a tree or another item from the Festival of Trees. And you'll find out live with everybody else as we do a live stream from that event tomorrow. We are at our vantage point here at the balcony on the clock tower building here at San Juan College. We're able to take a look at some of the folks that are walking through the displays here. This is parking lot F. Kind of you're seeing the building in the background there is the Health Sciences Center. The display that you can see in the parking lot is from Aztec High School, as a matter of fact. And then we'll have some other shots from our drone coverage. Thank you, San Juan College Media Services. There's another side of campus there. And that, I believe, is the designed by Pinyon Hills Academy, who has also sent some students out to help put up some of the many, many Luminaria bags, 27,000 to be exact. But who's counting? Let's go back out to Megan and see who else she found to talk with.
Here we are at the 45th annual Luminaria. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing good.
Good. You guys, yeah, it's a good night. You guys got smiling faces. Everybody looks good. So how many years have you guys been coming out to the Luminarias?
Like 5 years, six?
Five. This is my first year, so I'm enjoying it. It's real nice.
Great.
Mine's about five the same. We live just across the street from the college, so we're bringing him his first year.
Great. So it's like a group tradition?
Yeah.
Very cool. So what's your favorite part of the evening?
It's probably just like walking around taking pictures.
It's just being nice and cool in the evenings and, you know, it's just being getting close to night and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
It's pretty cool seeing all the different bags and things like that and all the different shapes that they're doing with the bags. So it's pretty cool to see all that.
Mine's just like the designs that everyone makes and everything, and all the bags are all sparkling, which is really, really nice in the nighttime.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And did you know there's 27,000 bags out here?
No.
27,000. So what is your hope going into the new year?
Just like more self-confident, like, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah, same thing. Probably, yeah, just being more confident and be a better person.
Sweet. My hope for the new year is getting to know these guys a little bit better and their family. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
My hope is for everyone to have a good year and for my family and myself and just for the world to become a better place, especially in recent times.
Absolutely. In recent times, the world is struggling. So we can all hope for a better year. Well, thank you guys so much. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all very much. And thank you, Megan. Megan Cullip, thank you, Megan. Thank you, Scott Duran, for being out all night talking to folks who are visiting the San Juan College Luminaria display this evening. And thank you for joining us throughout the evening, too, everybody. We couldn't do this without you. As you know, KSJE is a community-supported radio station. You can see all the ways that you can support the work that we are doing at KSJE by going to our website, ksje.com/support. But we thank you for joining us for all of our Luminaria updates this evening from the 2023 San Juan College Luminaria display, the 45th annual gift to the community. We'll leave you now with some more pictures from this year's display and hope that you have a very safe, happy, and healthy holiday season and 2024. This is KSJE On the Road. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.